What's the most frustrating thing about something like that for you?
Yeah, we had our opportunities, didn't take advantage of them. Not our best day, so we'll come back, learn from it, come back next week.
This is three consecutive years of starting 0-1. I mean, the last couple of years, you could attribute it to you not being out there during training camp. This year, you were fully healthy through training camp. So what can you pinpoint is the reason why the slow starts continue to be a trend for this team?
Yeah, we'll just have to watch the tape and learn from it.
Was there anything that you wanted to take the ball and downfield from there, or why was there anything that you wanted to keep the target shorter?
Yeah, I mean, they were doing a good job keeping everything in front. I'm going to take what the defense gives me. And like I said, we'll watch the tape.
When did you know the ball was going to play this?
Today.
Did you guys have a conversation last night or this morning that made you feel like you had used it as a good shot for playing?
You know, I leave his business to him. You know, it was great to have him out there. I thought he played well.
Did you feel any limitations with the wrist at all? Were some throws that were easier or harder to make or not normal?
No, I feel good.
Did you feel any impact of the time Chase missed and how that reflected with the offense today?
No, I wouldn't say that's accurate.
Why was the offense not on the same page or out of rhythm? How would you characterize that?
We'll have to watch the tape. I don't really have an answer for you right now. I'll have a better answer on Wednesday.
You've spoken in previous years about getting a feel for the rush as the season goes on. Is that just an adjustment you were kind of picking up as the game went on today?
Say that again?
You talked about getting a better feel for the rush as games or seasons go on. Was that kind of something you had to get your feet under you with today?
No, I felt good feeling the rush today. You know, I thought our O-line played well.
That last drive, Joe, when I guess last time you guys had the ball, what didn't work? I mean, it looked like did they change up that pressure at all?
No, I missed Jamar on the first play. Then I missed Zach on the check down on the second play. And then, you know, they got us playing a coverage I didn't expect on the third down play. So, not my best drive.
On the touchdown drive, you guys really leaned on the run game and found something there. Did something change there, or was there something that you guys were doing differently, or why did you think it popped off in that particular drive and not as much elsewhere?
Yeah, we were down at that point, so... You know, they were playing some pass defenses, and O-line did a great job of moving guys on that one, and Zach and Chase did a great job running.
I know you love to watch the tape, but was there anything that you noticed in real time specifically on the first three drives that was giving you guys trouble?
We'll have to watch the tape.
You say anything to Tanner? You know, it looks like he's got touchdown fumbles at the goal line, or you just leave that upon himself?
No, he knows. There's nothing to be said about that.
Did you think you were down on the fumble?
Yeah, I knew I was down.
Was the lack of just deep shots the Patriots were taking that away, or Jamar not having those reps during training camp? Like, what was the reason for the lack of deep shots in this game?
Yeah, they were taking it away. They did a good job. They had a good plan. So I was just taking underneath, taking what they gave me. You know, we'll watch tape and see if we had some other opportunities to get the ball down the field and figure that out.
How comfortable did you feel out there giving the first game back since the injury? Like, how would you describe your comfort level when you got out there?
Yeah, I felt comfortable. You get more and more comfortable as the game goes and as the season goes. First game back from injury, so I was comfortable, but I'll be more comfortable as we go.
What was the mood like at halftime? You guys have been in that position before and found your way back.
Yeah, we were positive. You know, we felt good about our chances and our opportunities we had. Like I said, we just didn't take advantage of a lot of those opportunities.
In hindsight, looking back at how y'all did camp and how y'all look today, is there anything that would have made an impact on maybe how y'all look, especially coming out early?
I think our camp was well put together.
Thanks, guys.